WildTalkRadio.com.
Talking
about
the radio show.
He's texting on that radio station.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can I be on that radio station?
You can. You want to talk to him?
I need to talk to him.
You got to talk to him. Hold on one second.
Are you ready for a show where nothing is too taboo?
I'm waiting for like a cop to pull up. What are you doing out here on this corner, boy?
Just doing a radio show, officer.
You're like, you know, I'll be like, you looking for a good time, officer? Is that a donut on your penis, or are you just happy to see me? Oh, that's an eclair, son of a bitch.
It's a Boston cream pie.
Gosh, that's the Boston cream, baby.
And for the show where everything is fair game.
I want to put my dick on a flag and fly it above my house. I'll fucking do it. We could sing a song about it. We sell banana B-A-N-A-N-A-S. There's our island theme song. We spell banana B-A-N-A-N-A.
Good thought. Give me your, I don't know, what's the first thing you think of when you see your dick? That's a good thought.
Pussy.
Then put the children to bed.
Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position?
Oh, I thought the people are going to be showing up to party. Oh, you done them foul over here.
And pour yourself a cold one. As it's time for your only excuse to be home on Saturday nights.
First of all, has anyone ever told you that you have the laugh of a drunken schoolgirl?
Yeah, I have. Actually, that's what's gotten me laid.
Yeah, I could be playing with myself.
Oh, my God. They're becoming really, really sweet.
You're sitting down, stand up real quick.
Like, you, I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab a bucket in case I decide to hurl.
If you hurl, you're a fucking girl.
Oh, not the pelvic thrust.
It's time for CB Radio.
It is Saturday night, and you know what that means. It's time for another edition of CB Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/live, cbradiolive.com. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Support Shop by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use Kirk Rock Sock in the Fortnite Lamp Shop. It's hashtag Epic Partner. I'm the producer. That is the intern. That again is the intern.
Hello.
There we go.
Okay, I don't know why I was in the channel. You couldn't hear me, so I had to leave and come back. Okay, awesome. Well, now it works. Hi, everyone. Finally got a win. Yay.
You did summon him, Tag. You summoned him with that word.
Ooh, woo! And just think, in 2 weeks and a day, the Uwoo title will be defended at WrestleMania.
The Universal Championship will be on the line in 2 weeks. We'll talk about that next week.
Undisputed. What was it? What? No, I'm sorry. What is the actual thing? The Unified World Undisputed?
You don't even know. Wow, he doesn't even. He makes the joke and he can't even. Doesn't even know the name.
I know the acronym is Uwoo.
The Undisputed WWE Universal Championship.
There we go.
So tonight on this show, UWUC.
It's the UWU Championship.
But there's a C.
Championship.
But there's a C.
That you can call it the UWU Championship.
Anyway, some parents may pack a toy or little notes in their child's lunchbox to wish them well during the school day. One Palm Beach County mom allegedly left some wholesome surprise in their child's lunchbox. On March 14th, police arrested Shayna Davis after a Glock 43 handgun was discovered in her child's lunchbox at a Jackson's daycare in Riviera Beach. According to the police report, a teacher screamed "gun" upon opening the lunchbox that morning, prompting a co-worker to run over.
Wait, I have a question.
Yes.
What's a teacher doing opening a kid's lunchbox?
They're probably 3-year-olds.
I understand. Why is a teacher still opening a kid's lunchbox?
Davis told officer that she routinely leaves her gun inside her car's glove box compartment, but after a string of bad break-ins at her West Palm Beach apartment, she had been taking her pistol out of her car. She said on that morning of March 14th, she placed the weapon in her child's lunchbox because she does not carry a purse and did not want it out in the open. According to Riviera Police Department, Davis admitted she forgot to remove the gun from the lunchbox and later received a phone call from the daycare telling her to come to school immediately. Although the police say the daycare center owner did not want to press charges, the 39-year-old was arrested on counts of child neglect and allowing a minor to obtain a firearm to take it to school. Looking for some nice Rice Krispies and found a snap, crackle, pop, pop, pop. Wow. Take just.
You want to take my lunch money? Cap your ass.
That's a. Sticking with Florida, a Fort Myers woman has been arrested for allegedly setting two small fires, one at a church, and then after being detained, she set another small fire in the back of a patrol car. According to the Fort Myers Police Department, at around 5:32 a.m. on Thursday, an officer put out a small fire near Cleveland Avenue, another near the Grace Church on another Grand Avenue. They found the 42-year-old Taylor naked and near the fire. Officers arrested her pending an evaluation for a Baker Act. The police department said while she was in the patrol vehicle, she had started a small fire in the car's door panel. She had been searched prior, however, peaceably she had hidden the lighter somewhere the officers would not find it. She was nude, but they searched her.
She was nude.
She was nude. She was naked and near the fire. So where was the item to set? How did she
In her prison wallet?
It must have been in her prison wallet. Yes. She started the fire?
She really started the fire. It was always burning since the world's been turning.
With those stories out of the way, corner time.
School is now in session. It's time to step inside the classroom to learn some meaningful knowledge about movies, wrestling, music, video games, and more. This is the Intern's Corner.
What do we got?
All right. So this week we have a couple of things of wrestling history. Then we've got some celebrity birthdays. And then we're going to finish it up with some, a movie of the week, which is a little bit topical for what will be happening later this week. So first up, this week in wrestling history, March 17th, 2000, a little known movie called Beyond the Mat was released in theaters. It was a documentary about the world of wrestling that happened to feature the likes of Terry Funk, Mick Foley, and Jake Roberts. And I remember with this, they were kind of chronicling the fact of like, hey, this might be Terry Funk's retirement?
Question mark? Yeah.
The one thing that always got me, though, about Beyond the Mat was they did the whole, or they were chronicling, what was it, Mick Foley from the Royal Rumble, I think was... And it was, of course, the match where he takes, 11 unprotected headshots in that match. And it was just like, oh, dear God. Like, I really didn't need to relive that part. But here we are. But there we were. And, yeah, you saw, his wife and kids watching it. It was awesome. So that was March 17th, 2000. And then 2 years later, March 17th, 2002... WrestleMania X8 18, which was the last under the WWE banner, was held in Toronto. Gee, I wonder if anything else happened in Toronto around this week. The most popular match of that show was Hulk Hogan taking on The Rock, where the crowd turned The Rock heel in the match and then instantly turned him face after the match. And the main event of that show was completely overshadowed, which was Triple H taking on Jericho for the Undisputed title.
Spoiler, Jericho Hunter will not be on our top 40 tier list that is happening all week long, starting tomorrow night on WTR Sunday night.
No, it's not going to be on. I always hated the build for that.
It was awkward.
Well, yeah, you had Jericho as the Undisputed Champion, and yet he was Stephanie's lackey.
Yes.
I never understood that.
It was a Hunter and Steph feud with Jericho being the pawn. Yes.
Yeah, that was just weird.
Yes.
March 17th, 2011, so 9 years after WrestleMania 18, TNA Lockdown took place, where the main event, it was a Lethal Lockdown match between Fortune and Immortal. That's right, Ric Flair fought in a Lethal Lockdown match, if you remember correctly.
Rob remembers. That was a subtle hint.
Yeah.
Try again in a minute. We'll try again in a minute.
All right. March 18th, 2001. That was the day of WCW Greed. Hey, Rock, do you remember why that is an important pay-per-view?
It was the last WCW pay-per-view ever?
Yes, it was. It was the last one ever held because WWF bought out WCW later that week.
Rob
remembers.
Was also,
it was a pretty shit pay-per-view, too.
Yes, Rob remembers.
That was a bad year for me for movies.
Or wrestling.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey,
hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, next.
All right, next up. March 19th, 1995. WCW Uncensored took place. It's most notable for two matches. The first was the, I would call it famous, it's more infamous, King of the Road match, in which Dustin Rhodes took on the Blacktop Bully, a.k.a. Barry Darso, a.k.a. Repo Man, Slash from Demolition. Yeah, aside from the fact that they were fighting on the back of an 18-wheeler going fairly slowly on a freeway, the match is also known for the fact that both Dustin and Barry got busted open accidentally, but because WCW had the rule of no bleeding, both men were fired after the match. Whoops.
Whoops.
The other notable match that took place was the main event, seeing Hulk Hogan defeating Vader in a strap match, where he won by dragging Ric Flair to the four corners and touching the four corners. That's right, he beat Vader in a strap match without beating Vader, because neither man wanted to lose. So Flair stepped in and took the loss. March 20th, 1994, WrestleMania 10 happened at Madison Square Garden. This had what many people will claim is the best opening match of WrestleMania history in Bret versus Owen. Everyone take a drink. We also had Bret and Yoko in the main event. And then I feel like there was some other match that happened at WrestleMania 10 that was noteworthy.
Talk about it. It's on the list. That one's on
the list. Yeah, we may talk about it tomorrow. It was something for like an Intercontinental title or something. Yeah, we'll discuss it further tomorrow.
Yeah. And next week.
And on this show next week. March 22nd, 1999, Steve Austin's beer bath took place against the Corporation on Monday Night Raw. That's forever immortalized on, you know, WWE/F history and, you know, promo packages and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, on this day, March 23rd, back in 1997, we had WrestleMania 13, which saw the double turn take place between Bret Hart and Steve Austin in the no-holds-barred match. I'm sorry, no disqualification match.
No DQ submission match.
Yep, no DQ submission with the world's most dangerous man, Ken Shamrock, as your special guest referee.
Yes.
You may have seen this as part of the showcase that Rock did with WWE 2K24.
Yep, we streamed it.
Yep, so that's this week in wrestling history. Now let's do some celebrity birthdays.
And joining
where
us,
where we also play the game. Oh, go ahead.
And joining us for that is Subway.
There it is.
Wow. I was on mute. I didn't want to interrupt.
That's all good. All right. So we're going to play the game of Does Rock Know These People?
Yeah.
First up, we have an actor who's been in things such as the Fast and Furious series. You've seen a few of those, Rock. He's also been in Escape from L.A., Big Trouble in Little China, the original Overboard, and he's married to Goldie Hawn, Kurt Russell.
He was in Fast and Furious?
He's Mr. Nobody. He's in the later movies. He's also Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Do you know who he's talking about, Ron?
Yeah, I know who he is. Chats of 72, 73?
Okay.
70.
Subs of 70.
74.
73. Next up, we have an actor most known for being in the Die Hard series, but he was also in Red, the whole nine yards. Sin City. It's Bruce Willis.
Sad what's going on with him. 69.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. 70. I'll say 70.
71.
He is 69. Yeah, he's got the same thing that Wendy Williams has, too. But it's a shame how much of a effect it has. Next up, we have... He's been an actor, he's been in some movies, he's been in commercials, but he's most known for being a director, though if you grew up in the 90s, you'd know him as Mars Blackman from the Nike commercials, or getting in tussles with Reggie Miller at Madison Square Garden. It's Spike Lee. Oh, and the Capital One commercials that we all see during the NCAA tournament.
68.
67.
66, 75.
61.
67. Next up, he was in The Fifth Element. He's been part of the Harry Potter series. He was in Hannibal, the movie, not the TV show. It's Gary Oldman.
Professional. Interview with a vampire. No, he wasn't an interview. He was Dracula.
Got 68 in chat. 65?
Not 62.
What, Rob?
66.
Okay. Did Sub go?
You said 70.
Okay. 66. Next up, we have an actor who's been on Broadway as part of the producers. He's also been in Election with Reese Witherspoon and this little known movie from the 80s known as Ferris Bueller. It is Matthew Broderick.
You don't mention Two and a Half Men?
He wasn't in Two and a Half Men.
Oh, that's right. That's
John Pryor.
I pick once too, Sub. Don't worry.
Well, actually, someone from Ferris Bueller was in Two and a Half Men, but just not the right person.
It takes a 64. 61?
60.
59.
62. All right, next we have... he was in Dodgeball as the commissioner, but he's most known for being part of that whole Space Trek stuff from back in the day. I know Rock doesn't really know about Space Trek much.
Trek Wars. Chuck Wars, the best movie series of all time, apparently. Chuck Wars, yeah.
He's Captain James T. Kirk, the original William Shatner.
93.
You couldn't have said, like, T.J. Hooker?
Look, I'm trying to name 95. Stuff Rock knows. I don't think he knows T.J. Hooker.
Chuck Wars. What do you guys got?
I'm going 95.
I'll go 91.
93.
Yeah, saw that one on Twitter.
I pretty much figured you did. And finally, we have an actress. She's been in Cruel Intentions, Legally Blonde. It's Reese Witherspoon.
Reese. I want to say, takes us 54. I don't think she hit 50 yet. I'm going to say 48. What has she found? Her spoon. 48 is my guess. Got a 46 as well.
It's a chick from Jurassic Park.
Huh?
Huh? Even I know that. No.
Who am I getting her mixed? Legally Blonde.
Yeah, Legally Blonde.
I'm gonna go 40.
You got a number?
I'll go 49.
48. Very close.
Wow. I can't believe she's my age.
And our movie of the week this week, because hey, Rock.
I can't believe you're your age.
Our movie of the week this week. Hey, Rock, what officially starts on Thursday?
Baseball?
Correct.
It starts this...
It's this Thursday. I mean, technically, the first series happened out in South Korea.
Happened the other day, yeah.
That has also brought to light some other things, such as a federal investigation into gambling. And one of your biggest rising stars is
part of it,
possibly being looked at for that. But because of that, I decided to, keep in tradition and do a baseball movie for this week. So this week we're going to be giving some trivia about Moneyball in 2011. So this film had three Oscar winners on cast, including Brad Pitt, Spike Jones, and Philip Seymour Hoffman, and one Oscar nominee in Jonah Hill. Since there was no money to shoot in all the stadiums that the Oakland Athletics visited during the course of the movie, Dodger Stadium had to be dressed up as 8 different ballparks. I want to see how they did, like, Yankee Stadium and a couple of others for that. When Chris Pratt auditioned for the role of Scott Hatterberg, he was told he was too fat. Pratt decided to lose weight before the role was cast. I'd check maybe once a week, he recalls. I'd say, did they cast it yet? And I would keep checking out, or keep checking and then working out. Finally, I got in good enough shape that I took a picture of myself, sent it to my agent, and he ended up winning the role. David Justice is played in the movie by Stephen Bishop, a former pro baseball player himself. Bishop was a career minor leaguer, and as a Braves prospect, was nicknamed Young Justice due to his physical resemblance and similar playing style to David Justice. During a meeting with scouts discussing players, one scout dismisses a player for having, quote, an ugly girlfriend, translating that the player has, quote, no confidence, end quote. The story that an athletic scout didn't want a player because he didn't have an attractive girlfriend is apparently true. But in real life, that scout cited this meaning as, quote, having bad eyesight. The film's original director, Steven Soderbergh, intended to have all baseball players portray themselves. When Columbia Pictures dropped the movie, though, the script was later rewritten, and the new director, Bennett Miller, ended up hiring actors instead. This is the first baseball movie nominated for a Best Picture Oscar Award since Field of Dreams back in 1989. And finally, the film is notorious for having dramatic license when it comes to real events. Art Howe, the manager at the time, was actually on board with the Moneyball concept from the very beginning, especially after Scott Hatterberg became their regular first baseman. Carlos Peña was not a Rookie of the Year candidate and didn't receive that consideration until after he was traded to the Detroit Tigers, where his performance vastly improved. The film also did not focus on the fact that the Athletics arguably had the best defensive infield in the entire league, which was helpful considering that the top three pitchers at the time were heavily relying on groundouts. And while the scouts in the film were made out to be archaic and behind the times, Oakland had one of the best minor league farm systems in the league. Also, Boston did use the Moneyball concept to help win the World Series in 2004 and 2007, but they actually had the second highest payroll in the league behind the Yankees, proving that Moneyball is good for filling a roster, but that high-paid stars are still the key to overall winning. And that's the Intern's Corner.
And with that, we'll explain it as we go. It's time for the Great and the Great Debate.
It's time for the Greater Than Great Debate.
So, back on August 13th, 2022, we started this season, season 4 of the Greater Than Great Debate. So, what we're going to go through now is the next, all the winners of those 64 debates in one massive, massive debate. Simple enough, so there's really no, like, hey, what is this going up against this in terms of, you know, same subject? It's all a mixed match of all the winners and randomness, and you're going to get some interesting matchups and things that is interesting. And there's one person on this list twice because they won two debates. So, with that, the first matchup, as we'll describe it, is a very interesting one just for variety's sake of what we've done in the last 64 year and a half.
Yeah, yeah, this is going to be, this is going to tell you the gamut that we have run in terms of tournaments.
Yes. So with that, let's get started.
Yep, alright, so our first round matchups, reliving the season 4 of Greater Than Great Debates, because we are all masochists. First up, we have Batman, the winner of the Marvel vs. DC Heroes debate, taking on... taking on the vibrating ass-gasm penis ring plug from the cock rings debate.
That was the wrong time to walk into the room with the kids. You know, you'd think we'd put like a parental advisory on this show or something.
Hey, Rob, we're an educational show and they've got to learn sometime.
I mean, Batman succumbs to the vibrating ass-gasm penis ring plug.
I mean...
It could be on his...
NSFW.
I mean, I thought Askasm was a Batman villain.
What's the pardon for?
It was a debate. Actually, I did think of a debate if you guys ever want me to write them down and send them to you. I could look at all my pot strains for my containers, and I could come up with easily 64 different pot strains.
Hey, sub.
Cosmic cake, shit like that, you know.
Sub. We're doing a show on 420, and that's already the debate topic. Actually, no, it's not. Actually, like, no, it's,
we've done that before.
We've done that one. No, oh, I remember which one we're doing. We're doing a pot one on 420. Just
yeah, I know which one we're doing on 420.
Now I remember we're doing something extra special on that one. So we don't need strains, but we're good. But anyway, the cock ring moves on. Okay. So the context for those just tuning in, as we just explained, these are the winners of the 64 debates we've done in the last year and a half. That's why Batman just lost to the vibrating assgasm penis ring plug.
You've got to make sure that you add
plug. Even worse than it is, Rock.
It might have been a thing on his utility belt. Who knows? Moving on. Next.
It's right next to the shark spray. Next up, we have, for our playing card games tournament, we have Taco Cat Goat Cheese Pizza taking on, from our tongue twister debate, this fucking... Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fuzzy, was he?
Was he even a bear, though?
I feel like we have some questions on this.
He was a goddamn bear. He is a bear. He is a bear.
Sources tell me...
He is a goddamn bear.
He might not have been a bear.
No, he is a bear!
According to sources.
Could be a member of the family bear.
Your sources are a bunch of assholes.
Wow, that's not mean to talk about sources like that. Damn. Anyway. I'm going with Fuzzy.
The taco.
Fuzzy Wuzzy. Wuzzy.
Wuzzy. Yeah. Brent?
Taco Cat Goat Cheese Pizza.
I take Matt's spamming of the emotes as Fuzzy and Fuzzy. We'll move on. These matchups are great.
Next up, we have Wanker's Corner, Oregon, as the winner of our weird/dirty city name debate, taking on Darth Vader, the winner of the Star Wars versus Star Trek debate.
Matt drove by that the other day. Nice. So we'll go with that. Wanker's Corner.
Vader.
I'm looking ahead here, so I'm going to put Wanker's Corner.
I'll go with the dark side.
Which could be both, you never know.
And Wanker's Corner moves on next.
I mean, sometimes you need the dark side for that. Fisting Nemo, your parody movie titles.
Once again, not the greatest time to walk into the room with the kids.
I mean, they wanted to touch the butt. Takes on... Because I got sunshine in my pocket, got that good song in my feet by Justin Timberlake from our summer quotes debate.
For the comedy of it all, Fisting Nemo.
You know, Rock, did you see Pat McAfee with Roman Reigns?
I did. You just put the yeah. Yeah.
We're going with Nemo.
I mean, I like Nemo, but should I really have to like him that much?
Hey, Rob, it's his lucky fin.
Use my strong hand.
I have no idea what's going on.
This one is safer for children.
Okay, we have Reggie White in our Eagles versus Chiefs debate. That's right, that was from two Super Bowls ago. Taking on Frosty the Snowman by Gene Autry, our Christmas Songs Classic versus Remake debate from a few months ago.
Reggie.
Guys, I can't believe this took over. This was about a year and a half worth of debates.
What was the second one?
Frosty the Snowman by Gene Autry from our Christmas Songs Classic versus Remakes.
First Frosty.
Minister.
Rob.
What we got?
Reggie White versus Frosty the Snowman.
Chunky Campbell suit.
Reggie White moves on next.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure from our Keanu Reeves movies debate takes on... Rock, do you have it queued up?
Maybe.
What do you call someone who celebrates Christmas sometimes and Hanukkah sometimes? Jew-ish.
That's a drum roll. It's the best we have. That
was a great debate.
All right. From our Hanukkah jokes debate.
It was a good one.
There's a couple memorable ones in there I can remember.
Jew-ish.
What was the first one?
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure from Keanu Reeves movies.
Bill and Ted.
Rob,
Hanukkah.
There you go. Right?
I'll go with the jokes just to keep the pun going, or the meme going of needing the drum roll or the rim shot for it. There it is. Hey.
It's all the way at the bottom of the Discord thing.
Gotcha. Enter Sandman Metallica from the Metallica versus Guns N' Roses debate takes on the Encanto cast with We Don't Talk About Bruno, top songs of 2022 debate.
I like we got music back to back. That's a good one. That's yep. fitting. Enter Sandman. I assume sub said Sandman.
Yeah.
Outro.
We Don't Talk About the Bruno.
Sandman moves on next.
Jason Voorhees from our Horror Movies Villains debate takes on the Michigan Wolverines from our College Names debates.
Voorhees.
Wolverines!
Wolverines.
I'll go with that one.
Wolverines move on next.
Into round number two, earmuffs. Vibrating Askgasm Penis Ring Plug takes on Fuzzy Wuzzy Was a Bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy Had No Hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy Wasn't Very Fuzzy, Was He?
But was he even a bear?
He was a bear. He still is a bear.
I don't know if he's a bear or not. Sources say he's not, but...
It says in the very first sentence that he was a bear.
But you can't always believe what you read.
I can absolutely. It was cited by sources.
But
maybe
not my
he doesn't
sources.
Identify as a bear.
We've been through this, Brent.
But that was not part of the information we were given. So therefore, we have to go with Fuzzy
propaganda.
Was a bear.
What are you going with, Rob? Fuzzy? But Brent, what are you going with?
I'm going with the vibrating askgasm penis cock ring plug extraordinaire.
Fuzzy plugs. Sub, you went with what?
The first one, the gimmick.
The gimmick. So, Rob.
Mutilated gimmick. Well, he probably had to mute the fucking mic because.
As you curse, as he mutes. What do you got, Rob?
Never give your kid sugar after 5 o'clock. You know, I really feel like we need to look into this family tree of said bear to see what's really going on.
We still need to look into it a little bit deeper. Okay, next.
I mean, if they really wanted to get deeper, they would go with the first choice. Just saying. Wanker's Corner, Oregon takes on Fisting Nemo.
I remember that debate. Great choices, good debate. Right? Wanker's Corner, Oregon. I like that one. The street signs, I think, or something.
City
or
names.
City. Yeah. City names?
Yeah. Go Wanker's
Corner.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
Brent, Rob.
Fisting.
Wanker's Corner.
Moves
yeah,
on.
I'm pretty
next.
Sure that was one of them really enjoyable debates. Like, it was just like, this just got better and better.
All right. Next up, Reggie White takes on what do you call someone who celebrates Christmas sometimes and Hanukkah sometimes? Jew-ish.
Jew-ish.
Jewish.
Ish.
Next.
Enter Sandman takes on the Michigan Wolverines.
Enter Sandman.
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 Wolverines.
Does not move on. Next.
Alright. Fuzzy Wuzzy Was a Bear takes on Wanker's Corner, Oregon.
Fuzzy Wuzzy Was a Bear. But really wasn't Wanker's a bear, according to sources.
Wanker.
That moves Wanker.
I can't think of any bald bears. That's what you really get.
Sadly, the bear does not get to move on anymore.
We have our Jew-ish.
If you're not going to say the joke, you don't get the thing.
Takes on Enter Sandman.
Enter Sandman.
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 Moves on. Next.
Wanker's Corner, Oregon. Enter Sandman.
Wanker's Corner.
Wanker's Corner.
CB Radio.
Rub one out.
Next.
All
what
right.
What else you got to do when we're gone?
All right. Back into round number ones. We have Bad News Bears from 1976 in our originals versus remake comedy movies debate, taking on Boob Tube from our 60s slang debate.
Bad News Bears.
Boob Tube.
Boob Tube.
The boobies.
Next.
Michael Jackson from our pop star debate from last week takes on Raiders of the Lost Ark, Steven Spielberg, in our Spielberg versus Michael Bay debate.
Michael Jackson.
Indy.
Raiders.
Moves on. Next.
We have Putting the Email in the Spam Folder from our Adult Euphemisms debate, taking on a Magahita summer drink debate.
Putting the Email in the Spam Folder.
Magahita.
Spam Folder.
You've got mail.
putting the email in the spam folder moves on. Next.
Hulk Hogan from our Wrestling Babyfaces debate takes on We Built This City by Starship, Songs of 1985 debate.
We built this city on rock and roll.
We built this city.
Hogan, brother.
Thunder in Paradise.
Does not move on next.
Anatidophobia, the fear of being watched by a duck from our phobias debate, takes on Dale Earnhardt from our NASCAR drivers debate.
Dale Earnhardt.
Duck fear. Why don't you have to remind me that that guy's still looking at me? Go away, duck. Where'd you come from?
A damn duck.
Donald.
Looking at.
The duck moves on next.
Joe Montana from our 49ers versus Chiefs debate takes on Why Does Santa Always Come Through the Chimney? Because he knows better than to try the back door. From our Christmas jokes debate.
Back door.
Santa.
Santa.
Next.
John Elway from our NFL draft number one picks debate takes on Bob Saget from our Blame Robs of 2022 debate.
What do you mean, what?
Saget.
Who versus who?
It is John Elway from our NFL number one picks debate taking on Bob Saget from our Blame Robs of 2022 debate.
Oh, Bob.
Moves on. Next.
Corgi from our dogs debate takes on Reggie White from our Packers versus Vikings debate.
Told you someone was on the here first. Corgi.
Corgi. Reggie had his run.
Reggie did have a run. Yes. Next.
BoobTube takes on Raiders of the Lost Ark.
BoobTube.
Fine, BoobTube. I was going to lose anyway.
The tube of boob.
Brant.
Raiders.
BoobTube moves on. Next.
Putting the email in the spam folder takes on We Built This City by Starship.
Putting the email in the spam folder.
Starship.
Brant. I'm going to file this away.
Moves on. Next.
The Fear of Ducks takes on Why Does Santa Always Come Through the Chimney? Because he knows better than to try the back door.
Back door.
Back door.
Quack, quack.
Oregon Ducks.
Do not move on. Next.
Bob Saget takes on Porgies.
Porgies.
Yeah. The Queen's Dogs.
Corgis.
Move on. Next.
BoobTube putting the email in the spam folder.
Put in that email in the spam folder.
Spam it.
Spam.
Spam folder moves on next.
Why does Santa always come down the chimney? Because he knows better than to try the back door. Takes on Corgis.
Back door.
Back door.
Ein.
Back.
Move back, on back next. It on up.
Putting the email in the spam folder. And why does Santa always come down the chimney? Because he knows better than to try the back
door.
Back door.
Back door.
What, Rock?
You cut out on it. You said back. I was like, I'm not giving him the thing if he doesn't finish the joke.
It's not my fault.
Back door moves on next.
All right. We are halfway through. Oh.
Yeah.
My abusive boyfriend, who really isn't so bad once you get to know him, from the Cards Against Humanity debate, takes on the 2007 John Cena from the 2007 versus now debate.
Do, 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 do.
His name is John Cena.
Was that Thug Life?
No, it's current. It's John Cena.
Not John Cena, then. Not-
that was Spinner title era John Cena.
Yeah. Do, 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 man. Moves on. Next.
Okay.
We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel from the Songs of 1990 debate takes on the Sorting Hat from Harry Potter characters debate.
Ooh.
We Didn't Start the Fire.
I'm going to have to go with Ravenclaw.
Did Billy you know Joel. That it's
always been burning since the world's been turning?
Amazing. I know, Tig, you started the fire. You like starting the fires. And then moves on. Next.
Pickle Gummy Bears from our Pickles debate takes on Larry Bird from our Lakers versus Celtics debate.
I like the Pickles one. Pickles.
Wow, you guys really picked the white guy?
Yeah.
Larry Bird.
The original Birdman.
Yes, Tig.
Not the Birdman. First one.
Not Pickle.
Rob, what are you going with?
No Pickle Rick from
Gummy Bird.
I'll go with.
But yeah, Tig, there are pickle gummy bears. They're a thing. We had a whole list of gummy pickle related items. It was a good list.
Awful.
Great list.
I feel like I need to tell Jobs whenever he finds time in his
schedule again.
Duties to come on the air again. He needs to bring a bag of the jelly beans with.
Okay. I owe us a whole show at this point for presidential minute.
All right, next.
French toast from our breakfast foods debate. Take on carrot cake cupcakes with cream cheese frosting from our cupcakes debate.
French toast. French
toast. Yeah, definitely.
I do cupcakes.
Love French toast.
French toast.
Moves on, next.
Pokemon Go from our mobile games debate. Takes on GG from our abbreviations debate.
GG's.
GG.
GG's.
I'll go with the first one.
GG's. Move on. Next.
Apes always have to, like, no wonder we abbreviate it. Like, you really didn't want to type it. You just fucking lost. You just want to leave the game, start a new one.
Next up, Nolan Ryan from our Astros versus Phillies debate. Oh, yeah. We all remember how that one went. Takes on Hollaback Girl, Gwen Stefani from our Songs of 2005 debate.
This shit.
I can't believe I'm voting for Gwen Stefani.
This shit is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Yes.
It's bananas.
Nolan Ryan.
Bree mode.
Bananas, move on, next.
Shawn Michaels betrays Marty Jannetty from our all-time greatest betrayals debate. I had to remember what ATG stood for. Takes on the, pardon me, but would you mind if I fired me cannon through your porthole? The pirate pickup lines debate.
Damn, that's a good one.
Pirates.
You can jolly me, Roger.
Yeah, move it.
Shiver me timbers.
That was a good, the betrayal debate was a good one.
Next.
I had to go through that one twice. Which program do Jedis use to open PDF files? Adobe One Kenobi. From our Star Wars jokes debate, takes on M&M cookie bars from our chocolate desserts debate.
Cookie bars.
I'm going to go with the War of the Stars.
Cookie bars.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hump.
Brant?
Adobe.
To bars, move on, next.
2007, John Cena takes on We Didn't Start the Fire, Billy Joel.
We didn't start the fire.
But the world keeps burning and the world keeps turning.
John Cena!
Why you always got to be the outcast? Like, why you always got to be the pity vote, Brant? I don't get it. Like, I get throwing a pity vote. You know, over sometimes. Like, I get it. I do it every now and then, but.
Next.
Larry Bird takes on French toast. French toast.
Watch. He's going to go fucking Larry Bird because we're all going to go French toast.
French toast.
What are you going to pick, bro?
I was the first one to vote!
Out of pity. I
missed it. I picked French toast before you went on your debate about your rant on you're going to pick Larry Bird.
And Matt picked Larry Bird. Anyway, next.
GG's takes on Hollaback Girl, Gwen Stefani.
Ain't no Hollaback Girl. Ain't no Hollaback Girl.
In honor of El Presidente.
Right?
I'll go Hollaback Girl because, you know, reasons.
Pity.
Pardon me. I'm sorry. Pardon me, but would you mind if I fired me cannon through your porthole? Takes on M&M cookie bars.
Parts.
Porthole.
I guess through ye porthole.
Yarr.
Moves on. Next.
We Did Start the Fire takes on French toast.
French toast.
I'm going to go We Didn't Start the Fire.
French toast.
Rob?
Yeah, I'll go to Starship.
Starship.
No, it was Billy Joel and French Toast.
What?
We didn't start the fire or French Toast.
French Toast.
There we go. French Toast moves on next.
Okay, wait. I just want to go back for a second. So Sub gave me shit for being the quote-unquote pity vote for some stuff, and yet basically he was the pity vote for We Didn't Start the Fire.
No, he wasn't, because it was tied to Rob was X. Rob was the tiebreaker.
No, I meant from the people on the call. Chad's there. Don't get me wrong.
I got you.
But I meant for everyone on this call.
I'll let you know the next time I give a pity vote.
Anyway, moving on.
Call it back, girl. Takes on, pardon me, but would ye mind if they fired me cannon through your porthole?
Holla back, girl.
The porthole, and I'm sure everybody else is.
Holla back, girl. Ain't no holla back, girl.
I don't even know the song, so.
You don't know the song. You don't.
B-A-N-A.
It's no. You don't. You know the song. You know the
I've
song.
I've heard it. I just don't know it probably by name. Right.
Not by. Yeah, definitely not by name.
Yeah, definitely by, not by name. It's Bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Yes.
Okay. Next.
French Toast. Pardon me, but would you let me fire me cannon through your porthole?
French Toast. I mean, we do get the drum roll with a joke. I'm going to go with the porthole.
Fire the cannons. Hoist the colors.
Right, I'm going to get me some French Toast probably Tuesday, Monday or Tuesday.
Oh, Frenchie.
The joke moves on. Next.
All right, into our final set of first rounds. Dear God, two a year and a half in the making. Oh, son of a bitch. What did the pirate say to the flying hooker? Land ho! From our pirate jokes debate, takes on Albus Dumbledore from our Harry Potter versus Lord of the Rings debate.
Wait a second. So the pirate joke debate, so then where did the porthole? What was that debate about?
That was pirate pickup lines.
Ah, I see. Okay. Dumbledore or fuck it, let's keep it pirate. I'm going with the pirate one.
Pirate.
Doing the jokes.
Need more pirate jargon.
That comes in September. Pirate. Next.
Oh, fuck. Deion Sanders from our Eagles versus Cowboys debate takes on Kareem Abdul-Jabbar from our NBA draft pick number one debate.
Deion.
Coach Prime.
Deion.
Deion moves on next.
Get More Sleep from our New Year's Resolutions debate takes on What's a Zebra? A couple sizes bigger than an A. From our Dad Jokes Year 3.
The first one.
Zebra.
Sleep.
Yeah, I really was going to pick sleep until I heard that other one. Go with the zebra.
Who needs sleep?
It's overrated.
Totally.
Well, you're never going to get it. Who needs sleep? Tell me what's that for.
Are you tired?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
All right.
No, without that show, you're not getting any sleep.
All right. Slay, what? From our Christmas puns debate, takes on Thanos from our Marvels versus DC villains debate.
Slay, what?
Thanos.
Snap.
Rob.
Slay time.
Slay, what? Moves on next.
Marilyn Monroe from our Esquire's Greatest Women of All Time debate takes on Ice Hockey from our Canadian Creations debate.
The first one.
Hockey.
Oh, hey there.
Hockey moves on next.
All right. Next up, we've got Non-Player Character from our Dictionary Words of 2023 debate takes on Alice's Adventures in Wonderland from our Fiction Books debate.
Alice in Wonderland.
Alice.
NPC.
Rob.
Alice.
Moves on next.
Ty Domi from our Flames versus Maple Leafs debate, good call, takes on Bray Wyatt from our Blame Robs of this past year.
Bray Wyatt.
Fuck you, Rob.
Fuck you, Rob. Bray Wyatt.
Moves on. Next.
Adam Sandler from the Razzies takes on Bugs Bunny from Rabbits versus Chickens debate.
Bugs.
Bunny.
Can we even be sure that he was a bunny?
Yes.
100%.
You never know. We'll check with sources. We'll get back to you on that one.
It's like, always rabbit season.
No, it's duck season.
Well, who was eating a carrot because he was a fucking monkey?
Next.
What did the pirate say to the flying hooker? Land ho. Takes on Deion Sanders.
Pirate joke.
Lando.
What do you say, Rock?
Pirate joke.
Oh, near the high seas.
Land ho. Moving on next.
What is a zebra? A couple sizes bigger than an A.
Takes on.
Slay what?
Slay what?
Slay what?
Definitely gonna be the zebra.
Right?
Not dad joke.
Slay what? Moves on next.
Ice hockey, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland.
Hockey.
Alice.
Oh, you gotta put it in the net there.
I'll go Alice. Screw Tim.
Hockey moves on next.
Thank you, Shorzy. Bray Wyatt takes on Bugs Bunny.
Let me in.
Bray.
Moves Bugs. On. Next.
Follow the buzzards.
Rock, just move it. What did the pirate say to the hooker? Land ho. Takes on. Say what?
Pirate joke, yeah.
Pirate joke.
Pirate joke.
Moves on. Next.
Ice hockey, Bray Wyatt.
Hockey.
Wyatt.
Hockey.
Bastard.
Hockey moves on next.
What did the pirate say to the flying hooker? Land ho! Ice hockey.
Land ho.
Land ho.
I see what you're trying to do, Rock. I'm still voting hockey.
Land ho moves on.
There you go again. Going against the grain.
Well, you'll see in a minute. Semifinals.
I know.
We have Wanker's Corner, Oregon, taking on Why Does Santa Always Come Through the Chimney? Because he knows better than to try the back door.
I gotta go with my Wanker's Corner, Oregon.
Wanker's Corner.
Corner.
Wanker.
Moves on next.
And that ain't no slight. That was a good Santa joke.
All right, hang on. Pardon me, but would you mind if I fired me cannon through your porthole? What did the pirate say to the flying hooker? Land ho.
Also, Brent. What was that, Sub?
What?
Sub, what'd you say?
I said, damn, that is a good one. I'm going to go land ho.
We'll go land ho. No, Brent. I just don't want hockey winning our debate, you know, the overall season. That I wasn't even looking at the two.
Oh.
It should just work that way.
I was kind of hoping to get there between.
Why don't you want hockey to win? I mean, we might never hear the end of it from someone, but still.
That's exactly why. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You guys don't
want to
go through that.
I don't want to go through that one. You're going with what, Brent?
I'm going to go with porthole.
Rob, what are you going with?
Don't you dare say the pirate one.
I'll go with Blackbeard's toast.
What'd you say?
Blackbeard French toast.
Next.
What one?
We'll tell you right now.
All right. And in your main event, we have Wanker's Corner, Oregon, taking on What Did the Pirate Say to the Flying Hooker? Land ho.
Wanker's Corner.
Wanker's Corner.
Wank. Rub one out for the win.
I knew it. I'm surrounded by a bunch of wankers.
Wanker's Corner is the season 4 Greater Than Great debate winner, and with
we're never going to get to we're never going to get to like the supreme like season of all seasons Greater Than Great debate because we're all going to be dead by that point.
Yes. Anyway, that'll do it for another edition of CBR Live. We're here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night it's WTR Sunlight Wrestle Talk Radio 10 p.m. Eastern, where the tier list debate begins. Monday is Raw Post Show at 11 p.m. Eastern. Tuesday and Wednesday, I'm thinking about 9:30. We're going to continue My Rise in WWE 2K24. We finished up Showcase Mode. We'll do My Rise this Tuesday and Wednesday. Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern, is The Rack. We'll do our ranking on the tier list. Friday night, it is GM Battles at 10 p.m. Eastern. Me and Brent go one-on-one in my GM mode. It's going to get interesting, that's for sure. Next Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern, WTR Game Night featuring Uno. I think that's the plan. We're going to go back and run it back one more time. Followed by CB Rated Live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern, where they will venture in the tier list debate as well. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. It's CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and the website.
CBRadioLive.com.
Final thoughts up.
If you haven't watched it yet, definitely check out The Iron Claw. It was 2 thumbs up. Really enjoyed it. And then check out some of the stuff that they said, why they cut out one of the brothers. And real good, like, article I found, like, right after I watched the movie is, you know, because I kind of had some questions. But I don't want to give anything away because I know a lot of y'all probably ain't seen it. But, yeah, that's it. That's the Von Erich movie, by the way.
Yeah. Final thought, Rob.
Well, I don't know if anybody, everybody knew.
French toast. I appreciate everyone listening in, and hope you enjoyed it. Hope it was worth the wait for this week. Something special for you next week.
Should be fun.
Yeah, so be safe out there. Do anything I wouldn't do, name it after me.
Brent.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in for another week. You know, you've all been here probably a little bit more than our El Presidente, who's now, I think, up to about, what, a 10-minute presidential six. Minute?
I think we're at 6.
Okay. But thank you all for tuning in. Tune in tomorrow, and you can hear a few of us start the tier list on some of the greatest WrestleMania matches of all, or greatest slash most interesting WrestleMania matches of all time.
That is for sure. We'll see you next Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Along there, Arizona Wild Talk Radio. We're streaming live at wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTRLive. And
CBRadioLive.com.
Go on.
Bye.